Vayter in Shas, we're in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Vav. Picking up on Ayin Vav, five lines down, last words on the line. Last one line, E. So we left off discussing, we're in the middle of an inyan over here. We're talking about Chiyuve Sreifa, and one of the main ones was Isha Ubita. The man is with some woman and her daughter. And in the midst of a long brayso, so we were talking about learning Zecharim from Nekevas. In other words, Zecharim from Nekevas, meaning learning his relatives from her relatives. Let's say a guy's with his daughter or his granddaughter, but not from his wife, from an Anusa. That's going to be a Chiyuv Sreifa. Based on that Kavachomer, we should learn out another one. We knocked it out. Now we're continuing along these lines that if it's really true that we can learn out Zecharim from Nekevas, then let's flip it around and learn her relatives from hers, from her relatives. As the Gemara now says, Ima hu kalaso asura, if this Gzeirah Shavah really works, and we should say that just like him, his relatives, his daughter-in-law is going to be asur to him, like the Pasuk says straight up, af hi kalaso asura, so too in reference to her, the wife's relatives, her daughter-in-law is going to be asur to him. But the law is that a man is allowed to marry his, get ready, stepson's former wife. So that doesn't work. Amar Abaye, Amar Kala, the Pasuk says, Eishes Bincha Hi, that she is your son's wife. Mishum Eishes Bincha Tamechayev, though, Fiyat Tamechayev, Mishum Eishes Bina. Which is saying you're going to hold him Chayev on account of your son's wife, but you don't hold him accountable on Chayev for her son's wife. Rava Amar, Rava gives another answer over here. Right, we don't have to go and limit this to this this shtick over here. Bein lamanda amar din dun mina umina. Bein lamanda amar dun mina voki ba'asra lo asya. Either way, we're not going to be able to learn out the isra of a wife's daughter-in-law from this gezeirah shavah. Like we're going to explain in a second. Now, what are these two things? We spoke about this yesterday. Dun mina umina means derived from it and from it. Continue learning from it. Dun mina voki ba'asra means that we derive from it, but place what you learn in its natural context, right? So, l'man da'amar dun mina umina, I learned from it and from it. We would have to go and expound this gezeir shava. The mahu kalasa asura, just like in reference to him, meaning the husband's relatives, then his daughter-in-law is asur to him. Af hi nami kalasa asura. So too, regarding her, the wife's relatives, her daughter-in-law is going to be asur to him. Umina, and continue going along with that, the mahu biskila, just like in reference to him, the husband's relatives, meaning his daughter-in-law, it's going to be skila. Af hi nami biskila. So too, in reference to her, meaning her relatives, specifically her daughter-in-law, it's going to be skila. The only problem with that is Laman Damer Skila Chamura, according to one who says that Skila is more Chamar, Skila, that's the Chachamim. Ekel Mirfak, you can ask a question and say, Ma Lahu Shekin Imo Beskila, Tomer Behi Sheima Besveifa. How are you going to compare and make him, this husband's relatives, make to him, because we know that him with his mother is going to be Skila, are you going to say it in reference to her, the wife's relatives, that she's going to be only by Sreifa, which is a lower level. Vote, and furthermore, even if you want to go and make it work, beat up a Sreifa, kalsa beskila, does it make sense to say the kenas for being with his wife's daughter is going to be Sreifa, but that being with the wife's daughter-in-law is going to be skila? Right? It doesn't make sense that the kenas of being with the daughter-in-law should be more severe than being with the daughter, since the daughter is more closely related than the daughter-in-law. Says the Gemara, no, who buys will Yechiach? The last thing we can knock out, because he himself, being the husband's relative, should prove that the bito b'sreifa kalosa b'skila, because we know the kenas for being with his daughter is skila. I'm sorry, sreifa, and being with his daughter-in-law is skila. Ela mahu lo chalakta bo bin imo lekaloso afilo sachlo gba bin imo lekaloso. Just like by him, the husband's relatives, you don't make a distinction between those who are related to him. Him between his mother and his daughter-in-law, right? Both is going to be skila. So too by her means the wife's relatives don't make any distinction between her mother and her daughter-in-law, which both should be Sreifa. L'mandam is Sreifa Chamura. The one who says that Sreifa is more Chamur, Mehai Kusha Loni Donin. At least from this last Kasha, we're not going to be able to go ahead and to learn one thing out from the other. Okay, so now we see why this
where the shtickel of the wife and daughter-in-law is not going to work, according to Dun Mi Neu Mi No Mi Na. Now we're going to see it's also not going to work in the other case. So the man Dun Mi Neu Mi Na Va'oki Ba'asra Mahu Kalosa Asura. Just like him, meaning his relatives, the daughter-in-law is going to be Asur. Afi Kalosa Asur, so too, her relatives, her daughter-in-law is going to be Asur to him. Va'oki Ba'asra, and place it in the other one, and the Asur in the other, in the context also, by saying Hasamu, the Beskila, it's only there, and by the one's own daughter-in-law, that it's going to be skila, but hacha b'sreifa. Here it's going to be sreifa. Okay, the ashkan be'ima, like we find in reference to the wife's mother. Now, what's the problem with that? Because the man da amir skila chamor, one who says skila is more chamor. Ika limifu, you can ask malahu shekinimo b'skila, tomer b'hishima b'sreifa. You're going to make a comparison over here to him and his relatives that being with his mother is going to be skila, and being with by her that with her mother is only going to be sreifa. The ode, and furthermore, not only that, we also find Mahu Chalakta Bov Bain Bito Likalosa, just by him, his relatives, you make a distinction between him, between his daughter and his daughter-in-law, right? His daughter is going to be less, because the we know the class for his daughter is Srefa, and the daughter-in-law is Skila, which we're saying over here is more Chamor. So to reference to the wife's relatives, you should make a distinction between her relatives, her daughter-in-law, her daughter and her daughter-in-law, and say that the kanas of the wife's daughter-in-law has to be more chamor than that for the wife's daughter. And even according to one who says that sreifa is more chamor, so even though the first question is not really a question, but from the other one, they can't learn it out from it. The Gemara now jumps back into a statement that we said in the Mishnah, where we talked about his daughter is part of the things that a person gets reifa for. Bito me'anusasu minayin. Where do we know that being with his daughter from his victim? In other words, anusa, he raped a woman, there's a daughter. How do you know he's going to get reifa? For the Gemara, ha'amar abai, kalvachomer. Wait, he said he could have gone through kalvachomer. Abbas bito anus, if he's punished by getting Srefa for being with his daughter's daughter, albita lekoshagin, then obviously if he's with his own daughter. But we don't do onshem adin. And for the Gemara, gilui milsa ba'almahu. It's not onshem adin, it's a gilui milsa. It's not, loosely a trend, a revealing factor. Rashi says, "Ve'inze onish min adin, the ha bas bito mikureves the bito he dasya." It's just teaching us the same den. Harava Amar, he says another place. How do we know that that srifa for being with this kid, this girl who's comes from this relationship of rape? Amar li Rav Yitzhak, paravdumi hasa hina hina hasa zima zima. We have the gzera shava hina 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 zima zima. Tanya Avud Rabbi Oven, that's he learns it from another place. Right, what's the Hina Hina Zina Zima we saw earlier? Hina Hina, we have it by the Isser of granddaughters and the Isser of his wife's daughter and granddaughters. And both of them are so the Gzeir Shav is gonna teach us that just like in the case of the wife's kids, the daughter is gonna be also just like the granddaughter, so too in the case of his. And the Gzeir Shav of Zima Zima teaches that the punishment is going to be Sreifa. Now we have a third answer, Tani Avud Rabbi Avin. Lefi Shalola Madna Lebita Me'anusaso, because we didn't learn anywhere else in the Torah the Knas for being with his daughter that comes from the Anusa, Ubas Ish Kohen. Therefore the Pasuk had to go and say Ubas Ish Kohen. Now, Frank to Gemara. Rashi says, the Havali Lamimar, Ubas Kohen. Because of Ish, Lomelacha Bas Ish, Menusaso, Shaino Bas Ishto, Kisichaliznos Savia, Klomash Zinta Meavia Besrefa, Shkatsrefa. Frank to Gemara, Ima Bas Kohen, he besrefa, Evain Bola Besrefa, Avpita Menusaso, he besrefa, Evain Bola Besrefa. And if this is the Makor for Srefa from Bas Bito, yeah, I'm sorry, Bas Kohen, one second, what's Lashon? Bas Ish Kohen, then we shall see just like in the case of a Kohen's daughter, she gets Srefa, but the person who is with her doesn't get that, but gets Chenek. So, Avpita Menusaso, he besrefa, Ve'in Bola besrefa. Question mark. And for the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Amar Kra, Esavia Him Chalalas, he said she's profaning her father with saying that this the limitation by the extra word she is Mish Mechalalas, Esavia Yatsuzusha, Avia. Michalala, the father's one who's been Michalala, so therefore doesn't apply. Rava says it can't be that the man who's with her is going to be excluded from Srefa in the case of her father. Bishlam Hasam Afikte Midina Badabas Kohen Vokimta Dina Dabas Israel. Okay, it makes sense that over there, in the case of a man who's Mizana with a Bas Kohen, you can remove him from the din, from the law of a Kohen's daughter, and bring him to the one who does it with the daughter of a regular girl. Hacha Adina Deman Mukisla. But here in the case of the father who's doing it with his own daughter, to what din are you going to bring him to if you exclude him from Sreifa that's put for her, right? Because like in the first case, it makes sense because we bring him to, he gets killed, but he gets Chenek, and that's like the standard protocol. So you bring it down to like the standard situation. It says Rashi, Vukim Nadina Debal Ashes Ish, the Halo Nafka Michal Ashes Reheu, Avabal Bito, Mishum Korvehi, Bain Bapnuya, Bain Binasua, Vim Afkusla, Via Michalla, Michal Dina, Hai Dina Mukmasle, Adina de Panuya Mukmasle, Miftar, Afshalomar, Hashta Ihi Lo of the Midi Mikhtala, you Miftar. So what you're going to do is make him off the hook. Adina de penuya mukmesla. You're going to make him subject to the law of someone who's with a penuya. He's going to be totally off the hook. In fact, the Gemara, Azhara the Bita Menusa Minayin. Where did we learn Azhara for being with his daughter of the Anusa? Bishlam the Bai Varava. Okay, makes sense going to them. Mehicha the Nafka Luhu Onesh, the place where they learn out the punishment. That's where they also learn out the Azhara. The Tanya Vua, the Rebbe of Avin Mai, that according to that which we learned of Avin, what's going to be his makor against, for the Azhara of being with this girl? Right? Because the Pasagan, if the daughter of a man who is a Kohen, which the Brisa brings as a source for the Knas, is speaking only about the Knas, but not about the actual the Isser. The Pasuk says, do not profane your daughter to make her a Zoyna. Rashi explains, means, Al techalala biznos, don't be mechal her with znos. Frankly, our maskel for Rabbi Yaakov, Achua, the Rabbi Achabar Yaakov. Hi, Al techalas bitchal aznosa, lahachiudasa, that's what it's coming to teach you, right? By being with one's daughter, Hamri bilichatam, for something else. But it says, Al techalas bitchal aznosa, don't make your daughter into this zona. Yochel, according to Mashiach, is bito, lelevi v'yisrael. Amasi, is bito, lelevi v'yisrael, kosim daber. You would have thought that this is saying that a Kohen who marries his daughter to a Levi Yisrael, Tamalon Laznosa, only Laznosa. You're allowed to marry your daughter off if you're a Kohen to a Levi Yisrael. But it means Biznos, Bechilish, Biznosa, because of a daughter. But Moshe has Bito Shalol the Shem Ishos. But somebody gives over his daughter to someone who's not for the Shem Ishos. So we see that that's what the Pasuk's talking about. MK and Limerka Al Tochel, my Al Techalel. Shalom and Tarti, we learn about both of these things here. In fact, my Vabai Varova, Hai Al Techal, is Bitchal Znosa, my Avdili. What do they do with that? Because already learned it out from the punishment that Asara the same. Amarbi money ze ha amasi is bita lezakin. So we're marrying off your daughter to a zakin. Kinatanya, like we learned in a brace out chal spitchal aznosa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer ze amasi is bita lezakin. This is going and marrying off one's daughter to a zakin. Rabbi Kiva says ze hamashi bita bogeris. This is talking about somebody who holds back his daughter from getting married when she gets older, and he holds her back from actually marrying someone. Rashi says, Shemis Avel Afkira, Zamasha Bita Bogeris, Shemis Avel Afkira Umezane. What's going to happen if you don't let her get married? She gets to a stage where she's going to want, and she's going to get involved with us. Okay, Amr Kahana Mishor Yakiva, Inlecha Ani Bi Yisrael El Rasha Aram. There's no poor person in Israel except for a Rasha Aram. We're explaining exactly what that means. Is Rashi the Kamon of Farsha Alma Beif? Amasha Bita Bogeris, and somebody leaves his daughter, a Bogeris, isn't going to have him marry. At Otu Amasha Bita Bogeris, Lav Rasha Aramu, is one who holds back his Bogeris from getting married. You're telling me.
Okay, let me try reading that again. Amar of Kahana Mishum Rabbi Kiva, Ein Lecha Ani B'Yisrael Ela Rasha Aram, Ze Hamasha Bita Bogeris. It sounds like it's two separate things. Says the Gemara, Atu Hamasha Bita Bogeris, Lav Rasha Aramu. You see this guy who holds back his mature daughter, his Bogeris, he's not called a Rasha Aram? Of course he is. Amar Abai says, Peep turn the page. This is Ayin Vav Mabez. Hachi Gamas, you mean to say, Ezehu Ani Rasha Aram, who is an Rasha Aram, Ze Hamasha Bita Bogeris. This is the one who holds back his Bita Bogeris from getting married. The Amar of Kahana Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Havizar Min Ha Yo Etzecha Lefi Darka.
Be careful of someone who is coming to give you advice only for his own benefits. Is Rashi Lehanoso for his own benefit. Okay, I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav. Hamasi is Bita Lezaki, and someone who marries off his daughter to an old person. Vamasi Shalubino Katam, where he marries off, takes a wife for his young child. Vamasi Avedosa Aveda Lakusi returns an Aveda to a guy. A love a Kosovo, and the Pasuk says about him, Laman Sfosarova, Esatzmea, Lo Yove, Hashem Slochlos, that the quenched will be attached to the thirst. The thirsty, Hashem will not be willing to pardon him. Meisve, really, is it a bad idea for taking a wife for a minor son? Ho'evis ishto kigufo, someone who loves his wife like himself, and mechabdios migufo, someone who honors her more than himself, v'amadrich banov, b'derech yishar, and someone who guides his sons and daughters on the straight path, v'amesin, l'samach l'pirkan, and goes and marries them off. Well, they're still like kitanim, close to, you know, when they're becoming old, puberty. Alav akasav omer, v'yadata kishalom ha'olecha, u'fakadata, Navacha velosechta, right? And that is that you're going to know that your tent is in peace and you'll be mindful of your abode and not come to make any mistakes. So it seems like it's a good thing to marry my feeling. Samach lepirkan shani. Now, when this kid is close to, his parak, to becoming bar mitzvah, right? Rashi says, Dalahave hainu, the lav hainu katan kulehai, it was shumshana, ochetzi shana, lo tizna alav, right? So only when he's not even close to that age, but. The minor's wife is not going to be unfaithful if she only has to wait like half a year, for the boy. Tani Rabbanan, ha'oiv es shchinav, someone who loves his neighbors, v'amakayiv es krovav, and someone who draws his relatives close, v'anosi es basachoso, marries his sister's daughter, v'amalva selo la'ani b'shas docho, who lends a selo to a poor person when he really needs, olav ha'kasav omer, az tikre v'ashem yana, then you're going to call and Hashem will answer. The pasuk says earlier, if you look earlier in that pasuk, it says, is not the fast that God chooses that you distribute your bread to the hungry and bring the wandering poor inside when you see the nude, and that you cover him, and do not hide from your own flesh and blood. If you fill these things, and you will call it, and Hashem will answer. Marrying one's niece and bringing close relatives that are in the category of do not hide from your own flesh and blood. Also including this is loving one's neighbors who are like considered one's relatives. Like the pasuk says in Mishlei, better a close neighbor than a distant brother. And one who lends money to a poor man during his time of need is included in that category of giving bread to the hungry. Okay, and then it goes and says more. Tanu Rabbanan. Oso ve'eshen. It says, this is the pasuk's talking about the kenas for a person who's with his mother-in-law. It says, ve'isha sheikach is isha ve'ezima zimahi ve'ish yisrufu. Oso ve'eshen. Well, it says, zima besochem. Oso ve'esachas man. Him and one of them. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. That is the words of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva Amar, oso ve'eshtehen. Means him and both of them. My benau, what's the difference between the two of them? Amar Abaye. Mashmos Toshin, you know, the difference whether you're Darshan Mashmos or not. We saw this in yesterday's daf and we quoted this of Rabbi Shmuel, Savar Osove Sen, Osove Es Achas Man. It means him and one of them. Shekem Beloshin Yavani, Koran La Achas Hina. Right? The Achas is called Hina in the world of the word of the Lashon of Greece in the Greek language. The Aim Chamosa Midrasha Asya. Midrasha Asya. And the mother of his mother in law that gets Srefa is learned from a Gezerah of Yerushalv Zima Zima. Rabbi Kiva, Savar, Osov Esen, Osov Eshtehen, both of them, Vim Chamoso Hachiksiva, and therefore the mother of his mother in law is written here in the Pasuk. Rava Amar, Chamoso Lachamisa Yigamana. The difference between them is the kenas of being with his mother in law after the death of his wife. That's the difference. Rabbi Shmuel, Savar, Chamoso, La'achamisa b'sreifa, if he's with his mother-in-law after his wife dies, he still gets sreifa. Rabbi Kiva Savar, Yisur ba'alma, it's just an iser, but there is no sreifa. Zok, the next heilige Mishnah. Next, we're now going on to Hereg. Ve'ilu and Erag, and these are the ones who get Hereg. Harutzeach, a murderer. Va'anshe Erenidachas, the people involved with the Erenidachas, right, that's all the people of the city, or at least majority are involved in doing a Avodah Zarah. Then they get this this Hereg was a Sayyaf with a sword that had chopped off. If a murderer hit his friend with a stone or with a piece of iron, Vikavash a love Latocha Mayim or Latocha Or, Vedi Yochal Alas Misham, or he holds him down in water and fire and he's not able to get out. If a Mesa person dies, Chayev is gonna be Chayev. But he pushed him to the wall or into the fire. He's able to get out of it. Then he dies. He's off the hook. Shisa bo is a caliph. If one causes a dog to go against someone else, she's supposed to nachash or incites a snake against somebody, and then it goes and it bites a person, they die. Potter is off the hook because he didn't do this directly. Right? This is where he caused something to happen. What happens if he directly caused it to go and to bite someone? He took the snake in his hand and he held it, you know, towards the person who he wants to get bit. So then, in such a case, says Rashi, that is plukter the Rabbi Yehuda Barabbanim Mefarsh Gemar. It's a machlokas between Zayin Daf Ayin Ches. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev Chacham Poter. Who says you're chayev and the Chacham say you're going to be poter? Right, okay, says the Heilige Gemara. Amar Shmuel, when he brings examples of being murdered, he says like with the hand or with a stone. So it's like this. Why is the word hand not mentioned when it says iron? Because an iron thing of any size can cause someone to go and be killed. Tanya Namiach, Rabbi Yehuda supports this. Rabbi Omer, Galov Yidul Fidemi Shomer Vayolam, Shabazol Mimis Becholshu. Iron can kill someone of any size, can kill someone. Fikachlon Satorah, both shear, didn't give a shear to it, a measurement. Vahani Mili, the Barze Mivraz, where it pierces in a major organ, says Rashi. Aval Hiko, Larko, if you hit it like on its length, Derech Ka, Shira boy, then he's a certain size in order to be chayiv. The kavash alav and tzolchamayim. Let's say he holds him down in the water, and the fire is able to get out, and he dies, and he's going to be a person's going to be killed. Now, Reisha Rebusa Kamashlon, the Reisha is coming to teach us is coming to teach a chiddush. For Sefer Rebusa Kamashlon, Sefer teaches chiddush. Reisha Rebusa Kamashlon is going to tell you that Afagav the lav yud the chafu, even though he's not the one who pushed him in, he fell in by himself, and then the guy holds him in. Kevin Yochalal Smicham. Meis chayiv. This is going to be chayiv. Sefer Vutzka Mashalon. The Sefer is also a chiddush. What's the Sefer's chiddush coming to tell you that Afagav did chafo, even though he's the one who pushed him in. Kibin dechalas misham says he can get out of there. But Meis, but he dies anyway. Put to the person is going to be put there for such a circumstance is going to be off the hook. Now kavash minalan. Where do we know that one who held somebody down, the time to get out, that he's going to be chayiv to be killed? Amar Shmuel, Amar Kra, O be'eva. Pasuk Ful says that. Oh, be'eva yikao be'yado v'yamos mos yumas hamako rotzeichu. Or if he did it like be'eva with some sort of hatred, you know, he hit this person and he died, he's going to be put to death. He's a murderer. L'rabbas is a mitzamtzim. When it says or, it says oh be'eva, it's coming to include just being someone, confining someone or holding there in a place where they're not able to get out of such a situation. Mm-hmm. And then we have a story. Story time. Ahu gaver de mitzamtzima lechayusa de chaver b'shimshav amesav. A guy held this fellow's animal in the sun and it died because of being held in the sun. Ravina mechayiv is mechayiv this person for the animal. He has to pay. Ravacha be'erav patar. He patted the person. Ravina mechayiv. This way is mechayiv. Kal v'chomer. He's pashtus. Thus is a heilige heilige. Kal v'chomer. What's a kal v'chomer? You asked. I'm glad you asked. He says. If in the case of a murder, where the lacha is doesn't treat a shogeg like a, you know, as chamor as a mezid, you know, if you do it but shogeg, it's not, you're not killed. It just goes to a gullus. The onus kiratzon, and we don't consider, you know, an onus like somebody doing it baratzon. Chayiv still chayiv bosom at some time. It's going to be mechayiv someone for holding it down. Right, where it's not able to start to get out, beep, turn the page ayin zayin. Nizakin sha'asa behem shogeg amazed. In the case of Nezek, where we do consider a shogeg on the level of amazed. Va'onis kiratzon. Also, someone did something va'onis, something who's out of their control still, it's considered kiratzon. And udin shachir behem samitzamzin. Of course, it's going to be chayav the mitzamzin. So the person who held the animal, and the son's got to pay. Avacha bar. Rav Poter, Amar of Misharsha, my time of the Avua, the Abba de Poter. Why is it that he goes and he potters it? Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, Mosu Masamaka Rotzehu, who struck the man shall surely be put to death. He's a murderer. But Rotzehu, the Chayev Lan Mitzamtsin, Benizakan Lo Chayev Lan Mitzamtsin. That is, that only by a murderer that we're going to hold him liable for holding, for confining this person. But in Zaken, but in reference to damages, the law does not hold a schayev to confining someone's property, in such a situation. Therefore, the person is not going to be held responsible when it comes to the animal. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.